Good afternoon, EnviroPro. This is David. Can I help you?
Oh, hi, David. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, Tina. How are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was just following up regarding the account and the past due balance. We're still having trouble processing it, so I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
There is, and I thank you for calling and for your patience. We've been busy since the hurricane, as you can imagine, with the line of service we're in. But we had a card that was compromised. That's probably the reason for that. But we can get you the right card to cover the balance. But I see my partner's wanted to speak with you guys as well. If I can bring him into the call, if you have a moment.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah, no problem.
Okay, let me grab, his name is Robert. I'll bring him over real fast.
Okay, all right. Yeah, sure.
Oh, thank you. Hey there, Tina. I have Robert here, my partner. So.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Hello, Tina. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Good. Glad to hear it.
We appreciate you calling us. I know we got to get your email. So what is the balance we owe on the account?
It's just $129. And what I can do to help you guys out a little bit on the back end is that your account is due to bill again on November 23rd. So I don't ever like it when, you know, people have two payments like that so close together. So I could collect the past due one from October 23rd and then push the next one out 30 days. That way you would be paid in full until December 6th.
Okay. We're happy to do that and get that squared away. I know Robert and I were discussing too, just a possible cancellation of services altogether, but not because of the car getting compromised. We've been meaning to get in contact with you guys as well, but you know, just because of the really going in a different direction with how we're growing our business. We don't really know what kind of contract we're in with you guys at the moment. Are you able to elaborate?
I can. Yep, absolutely. So nothing would change regarding your agreement, meaning you're still on a month-to-month subscription where you can cancel at any time. All we ask is to prevent the next month's charge that you call 3 business days prior to your billing. So if you wanted to pay and cancel right away, you could do it, or take advantage of the rest of the month that you're paying for, since I'm going to give you, you know, the 30 days on the back end. And then you and Robert maybe evaluate it the 1st of December. And, you know, if you decide to cancel, you would still have plenty of time to call us and prevent a further charge. But I'll tell you, because I'm on your dashboard, and I'm pretty sure that if you canceled this, it would dramatically affect your business, because in the time that you guys have been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 1,742 times, and you've had 515 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you guys are getting a lot of solid work out of this, and perhaps you're not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Yes, every now and again. Usually it's word of mouth or by contractors. So we may get people clicking on our site, but not much turnover from that. But maybe people are doing their research on us too before they call us. So I do agree there's some value in that as well.
Absolutely.
Robert.
Yeah.
And so right now we're on a subscription that's $100 a month. Is that right? Or
it's $129 month to month.
$129. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Robert, what would you like to do? It's your call ultimately.
Yeah. Well, let's get caught up and then, like Tina said, just take advantage of their month and then we'll reevaluate and then, you know, try to give her that 3-day notice or whatever the truth is pressing for a cancellation. But that'll give us an opportunity to further evaluate whether we're keeping or not.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a wise decision. And what I can do is send you guys a fresh login to your dashboard so you can kind of go in and see the results in real time. My question there is on the login credentials, I see that the password's blank, which means at some point one of you reset it. So if you think you know what the password is, I can just resend the link and the username and you could use the password that you know. If you're not sure, I can do a temporary password just to allow you guys access. And then once you get in, you can reset it again.
Okay. Yeah, if you could just send us the link, and then we'll, I think I have an idea of what the password is, but if not, we can
Perfect.
Request that request.
Yeah, you could always call, or you could reply to one of our emails or texts and just say, hey, can you reset the password, and we can do that for you if you need it, but you might not need it, because some people tell me that even if they don't remember it, the minute they try to log in, it's already auto-filled on their computer, you know, so it's probably going to, you know, allow you in. So I just sent you that again just so that you have it. And then as far as the billing goes, David, is it still the Cranes Boost Boulevard for the billing address on the new card?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
Okay. Here we go. It's 5480.
Okay.
0944.
Got it.
0098.
Okay.
7609.
And expiration?
It's going to be 0928.
And the code?
518.
518. Okay. So let me get your authorization, and then you guys will be good to go. So just bear with me. Okay, great. I got the green light. So you guys are all set. I'm pushing that next billing out just as a recap to December 6th. So if you have any questions in the meantime, you can call me, okay?
Okay.
Great. And have a nice, you're welcome to both of you. I enjoyed talking to you, and have a great rest of your week too, okay?
You too, Tina. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thanks. I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.